The following paid program is furnished by Raskin Resources Productions. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff.
Welcome to the Patricia Raskin Show, the program that helps you turn obstacles into opportunities, challenges into solutions, and find answers to tough questions. The award-winning powerhouse voice of radio, Patricia Raskin. And now, here's your host, Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome. We weren't here last week. We were preempted for the game, so I had withdrawal symptoms. So I'm so glad to be back with all of you. And, you know, I just want to say I meet a lot of you out and about, and so many people say that they've been tuning in, that they tune in on at 4 o'clock on Saturdays to the Patricia Raskin Show. And I'm very appreciative. This show is here to help you with all different kinds of issues. And today we are talking about divorce, and we're talking about child custody. We're also talking about child support. And even if this is not your issue, I betcha with the divorce rate as it is, 50 and 60%, I bet you know someone. It could be a child. It could be a niece or nephew. It could be a best friend. It could be a best friend's daughter or son. So listen to this carefully and take these numbers down and call your friends and tell them, because I've got a guest on today who's been on before who really, really cares about his clients and really makes a difference in the world. My guest is Timothy Sweet. He's the owner of the law office of Timothy Sweet in Providence, which focuses on divorce, child custody, child support, domestic violence, and adoption. And today we're really going to talk a lot about child custody, but we're also going to open this up for your questions. So I'm opening the lines now, 438-WPRO, 438-9776, toll free, 800-321-9776. Welcome, Timothy.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, and I also want to let the audience know that this program, this half hour, is brought to you by Timothy Sweet's law office. Again, they are in Providence. So the question I want to ask you is, when people come into your office and, you know, they come in because they want to get a divorce, do they all need to get a divorce? Do you find out a little more, or do you just take them at face value, or do you really find out if this is appropriate?
You can tell right away.
Just talking to the mic a little more, maybe lower it. Okay.
You do this long enough and you can tell right away. Some people come in and they're very emotional. Some people come in and they're very bitter. And some people come in and they have a flat affect and they don't seem to worry at all about their current circumstances. So I can tell just by meeting with the number of people I meet with every day and every week that some marriages can be saved with extraordinary effort and some simply can't and it's too far gone.
Right. And so your goal is to help these people whichever way you can.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, the hard part is when children are involved. So give us some thoughts on the whole issue. I mean, we know we look at child support, but the whole issue of child custody.
Child custody is, as I say, the first three things that I talk about, the three most important things that I ever talk about. Now, whether it's a matter of divorce or not, any two people who are fighting and no longer cohabitating, no longer getting along, who are living in separate residences will have to address with which parent that child or children is going to live. And there are several factors that based on the case law here in Rhode Island, the case law is called Pettinato, 1990 Supreme Court decision, regarding and parsing out exactly how a family court judge or magistrate is to determine whether that child is to live with the mother, the father. Again, whether they are to be ex-wife or ex-husband or not, whether to be divorced or not, or never married, that child is going to have to live with one of these quarreling parents.
What about joint custody?
Joint custody, in Rhode Island, the nomenclature is a little different. So joint custody in Rhode Island is actually the right to make decisions on behalf of a child, where he or she goes to school, whether they're religious, what religion, whether a certain medical procedure is necessary. But placement is simply with which parent that child is going to spend the most evenings in a given year. Yeah.
That's not in every state.
No, it's very different even in Mass, which is why we get such confusion down here in Rhode Island, because the labels are all different up there, and they're probably more correct up there. But in Rhode Island, placement is with whom the child is going to live Monday through Thursday night, most likely, during the work week, the school week, and then the custody is the right to make decisions on behalf of that child's life.
So that makes it a little tougher.
It does.
If they have to choose one. But they can still, not technically, but they can still set up a joint custody situation.
And they should. They absolutely should. The basic policy, the unwritten policy in the Rhode Island Family Court is if a child or children is lucky enough to have both parents in their life, both parents involved in their life, then each of those parents should be consulted and should have a say into how that child is and is not to be raised.
Mm-hmm. How do you work with parents to impress how important it is that they work this out for the children?
No matter what, no matter when you have your day in court, and more often than not nowadays, because of the complexity of cases, it's becoming your series of afternoons in court, your weeks in court. You are never, under any circumstances, no matter how great your judge, no matter how great your attorney, you will never get a judge to understand who your child is at his or her core, what their mm-hmm. personality is, what they are terrified of, what gets them out of bed in the morning.
Don't
what their
rely on the judge.
Dreams are. But that's not the judge's fault, because each family dynamic is so extraordinarily unique that the parents, again, whether they were ever married or not, the parents should be the one making their decisions on behalf of how those children should be raised, if at all possible. Now, if they really cannot agree that the sky is blue, that's why the judges are there and they do a fantastic job. But as I tell my clients, no stranger in a robe, which is what a judge is to these parties, no stranger in a robe should have to make decisions on behalf of your family if it can be avoided.
Timothy, in the cases you have, do most of them work it out between them, or does the judge have to intercede? Would you say in most?
More often than not, you get a hybrid. What I will see is that a mother and a father, or a husband and a wife, they'll be able to come to the middle, so to speak, on certain issues.
Okay.
But they are each hung up on something. And usually it's because that something, for better or worse, is ingrained or tied into something that happened in the past.
Can you give us an example without...
Oh, dear.
Even if you make one up, but one that's similar?
It can be so petty sometimes, but it's so important to them. It can be something as like whether the child goes to daycare or to which daycare. It can be how much of the husband's retirement will be turned over to the wife. It can be any given detail can trip up a couple, whether they're getting divorced or just fighting about the child. And so what the judges are most attuned at in family court is parsing out what that issue is, opining on it informally so that husband, wife, or mom, dad can go back to their counsel, sleep on it, settle that picayune decision, and then move forward globally as part of a total agreement regarding children, retirement, custody, child support, etc. Mm-hmm. And that ends it. Because what you want to do when you go to family court, first and foremost, is get out of family court.
Mm. So really, your job very much is as a negotiator, not just with the judge, but very much with the parents, to say, listen, you know, you've got to figure this out, or the judge is going to make a decision and you might not like it.
I always say, yes, that's correct, in a way. I always say that I'm not always there to give the client good news. I'm there to give them counsel. And those two things are not one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
So what I am there to do is imbue a sense of perspective, because you do not want to spend months upon months, sometimes years upon years, airing your laundry and leaving every little grievance up to the judge. It's too time-consuming. It is way too expensive, and no one has the energy.
And what about the effects on the children? That's the other part.
It's indirect, but it's horrific. And sometimes, even in the worst cases of parental alienation, one of the parents will weaponize the children's bond with the other parent and fragment it and use it to their own ends, which is...
And that's...
Unfortunately, sometimes the worst cases can only be settled in a counselor's office or on a counselor's couch at that point, and it's something that even the judges cannot cure.
Well, you know, I'm going to make a statement here. I really feel that if parents do that, if they weaponize against each other, they're really not thinking about the best interests of their children.
They're not. And sometimes, even in insidious cases, sometimes, honestly, a parent or an ex-spouse may not even realize they're doing it. they might have that might be a subtle application of their perspective and their idea of what has happened to their life, their financial health, their future, and their family. And they can almost through osmosis or through unkind words.
But here's the other piece, though, you know, in listening to what you just said, you know, that parent may be justified in their mind in terms of feeling victimized or feeling that they're not being treated fairly. Should they then take that up with a therapist?
Yes. Yes, I strongly believe unless a divorce or a fight over children deals with a teenager, because as a parent of a teenager will tell you, no one's going to tell a teenager what to do and what not to do, especially a judge. That child should at least make a good faith attempt in counseling. And if the child, if a 12-year-old, an 8-year-old can take time out of their hectic schedule to try counseling, I think the parent should take a lesson from that and say, maybe this isn't for me, but you know what? I'm going to go to 3 sessions. I'm going to go to 5 sessions, and I'm going to find out. Because even if it isn't for me, it might be better for my child.
Yeah. And you know, another thing, too, that I've learned in this whole process in my earlier years is that it does take two. It takes, so, you know, for you to say, for one person to say, it was, I had nothing to do with this. That person left, or that person was that way, and it wasn't, you know, I'm blameless. Just isn't true.
It isn't true.
Because it takes two.
I haven't seen it. I have yet to see a situation in which only one spouse or only one parent is truly and entirely at fault in a vacuum.
All right. Folks, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, we've got about maybe 10 minutes left, and we'd love to get your calls. Now, let me say a few words here. Again, you know, you may be listening, and this may not be your situation, but please take down this information and tell your friends to call Timothy Sweet, because he really cares about his clients and really tries to make this process as positive as possible, right? Let's put it that way.
Well said.
So it would be, if you want to write to him, it's Timothy at timothymsweet.law. No, is that right?
Law.com.
Law.com. So Timothy at timothymsweetlaw.com.
I tried to make the email as confusing as possible.
All right, we're going to give you the numbers and say that you heard it here. The local number is 401-226-0263. And again, 401-226-0263. There's a toll-free number, 800-724-2991. And the website is timothymsweetlaw.com. And if you're in the car and you're saying, oh, I don't have a pencil, just write to me. Patricia at patriciaraskin.com. That you should be able to remember easily. And just tell me, I want to get a hold of Timothy, and I'll just forward the email right to him. But, you know, really, help your friends who are suffering, truly, because this is why we're here. We're here to reach out and help you through the airwaves. You're listening to The Patricia Raskin Show. This half hour is brought to you by Timothy M. Sweet Law. And we're on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England. And we'll be right back. Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to The Patricia Raskin Show. And this segment is brought to you by Timothy M. Sweet, owner of the Law Office of Timothy M. Sweet in Providence, which focuses on divorce, child custody, child support, domestic violence, and adoption. And you can write to Timothy at Timothy at timothymsweetlaw.com. And we're taking your questions at 438-WPRO, 438-9776. So welcome back, Timothy. All right, so we're talking about child custody. What is it that you would like friends, grandparents, parents to know, you know, before somebody comes into you? What are some tips that you'd like to offer regarding child custody?
By way of tips, the fact that there is, in fact, a very strong and clear baseline on how to determine which parent is going to end up with what we in Rhode Island call placement of the child. And again, that's based on the Pettinato case law, Rhode Island Supreme Court from 1990. And it lays out several factors, which I could spend several hours talking about. But one of those factors, which is most alarming for the people who come to see me, is in fact the moral fitness of the parents. The judge who's trying that case has absolutely every right, and in fact, according to the case law, has an obligation to look into the moral fitness, the past history, the adult history of each parent.
Meaning affairs.
It could be affairs. It could be
gambling,
drug abuse. Absolutely, gambling is something
drinking.
We're seeing much more often. Drinking to excess, a criminal record, any kind of run-in with Rhode Island DCYF, etc.
Okay, yeah. And what happens if there is a past history? Tell us how that plays in.
If there is a past history, then you have to have skilled legal counsel that will deal with that past history and make sure that it is couched in certain terms so that it is only what it is and that molehills remain molehills and don't become mountains at the worst possible time in your case.
And you deal with that?
I deal with that, yes. Every single day.
Right. And do you find that there's often past history?
Of course. Life is messy. And you have to understand, especially as a family law attorney, that no one ever comes into the office in a vacuum. People come in having had certain experiences, having learned from some of them, we would hope, and that they move on and learn and evolve as people and as parents.
Hmm. Question. Why are you so drawn to family law, and particularly divorce within family and children? Why are you drawn? This can be heart-wrenching, maybe sometimes heartwarming when it works out. Why?
I think at some point I just fell victim to the chaos of it. No, I don't know. I think it, and I wish I had
an easier,
tidier Disney like answer, but really, family law was what I came out practicing. It's what I learned on the ground, and it's kind of now it's become a part of me, and I just can't seem to shake it, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
Some days for worse.
What? We have about 5 minutes left, so folks, 438-WPRO, 438-9776. Again, you can call for a friend. You can say you're calling for a friend. Any question that you have. What is the when two people come into you to see you? What are, like, the two or three top questions that you get from them?
Where's the child going to live? How much am I going to have to pay in child support if that child goes to live with whoever the other party is, dad, mom, ex-spouse?
So address those right now.
So where the child lives is based on several factors. I mentioned one glibly in moral fitness. There's also the parent's health. The judge can and will look into the physical and mental health of both parents. If, again, this decision is left up to the judge, medical records will be subpoenaed over protective orders, and those will be read in camera. The child's desire, who he or she wants to live with, as long as that child is mature enough to make that decision, will be considered in camera.
Even underage?
Oh, of a certain age. And each judge has a different age they like to utilize. But, yes, of a certain age. Usually about 14 is when the judges will start to listen.
Okay. All righty. We have a call from Brian in Pawtucket. Brian, thanks for calling. Your question for Timothy Sweet.
Yes. I've been to court probably about 4 or 5 times for just child visitation. I have no criminal record whatsoever. And the only thing the judge will award me is 2.5 hours on a Sunday. I find that kind of odd.
I find it odd, too. I guess my first question is, to the extent you want to go into this over the radio, why is it that the child's mother is restricting your time with the child?
I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
To be mean is my assumption. But I talk to my daughter every morning, every night.
How old is she, sir?
She just turned 9.
Oh, okay.
But this has been ongoing since she was about 4 years old.
Well, first of all, good for you for fighting the good fight for 5 more years. I hope you continue to fight it for at least another 9 and thereafter. And
baby. I'm never going to give her up.
Oh, good. Attaboy. And more to the point, so that I can give you the time you deserve, feel free to go ahead and contact me outside of this program so that we can go into detail. But the first thing I want to know is, why is it that mom isn't doing everything she can to foster a relationship between that beautiful 9-year-old girl and her father?
I don't know.
Brian, do you have the number? Let me give you the number. All right?
I'm trying to find a pen.
Okay. Well, you know what? I have another idea. Sean can take your number and Timothy will call you. Would you rather do that? It's up to you.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you, Brian.
All right. You want to do that, but we'll give you the number anyway. 401-226.
Hold on. 1 second.
401, this is for all our listeners. If you have questions for Timothy, he will offer you the complimentary consultation.
Absolutely.
Okay, 401-226-0263. Got that, Brian?
I got it. Do you still want my number?
Yeah, when you hang up, then Sean will take your number.
Yeah, don't
so
put
Timothy
it over the
will
air.
Have it. Yeah.
All right. Listen, off air, right?
Right.
Right.
Good
and
idea.
And I, you know, I'm glad you called. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you very much for your time. Welcome. I appreciate
okay.
it.
Thank you, Brian.
Bye. Wow, boy. Well,
it's always a struggle, isn't it? Nothing's
yeah.
easy.
And you can help in these situations.
It's everything we do. Everything we do is
so
that
it doesn't
is a perfect
have to,
encapsulation.
Right, so what you're saying, it doesn't have to be at the beginning of the divorce. It can be
oh, no.
a few years later.
And they, again, it doesn't even have to be a divorce. Any two parents who are fighting over a child who resides in Rhode Island is a good call to the office. This is 99% of what we do 99% of the time.
Wow, thank you. It's been a pleasure having you on the program.
I
know you're coming back on in April and May.
I don't know when. I don't know when in April. So if
well, I do,
if I'm not back in time, happy Passover and happy Easter to all your listeners. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Can't wait
to
come
back. I'm looking
at
my calendar right now so I can tell everybody you are coming back on. I believe it is the 9th.
Oh, great.
No. I'm sorry. It is the 16th. I believe.
That's all right too.
I think that's correct. So. We're excited to have you back on soon.
Thanks for having
me. All right, folks. Remember to call Timothy's office, 401-226-0263. This segment's been brought to you by TimothySweetLaw.com. We'll see you again in a month. Thanks so much.
All right,
next up is Mary O'Sullivan. And stay tuned right here on The Patricia Raskin Show on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England. The news is up next from the Seascape News Center with Laura Clarizio. Take it away, Laura.